بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تائتل عید کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام ہے.
نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. اب بالکل تاخر ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام ہے. عبد سلطان خرے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام ہے. فرق کالے وگوئے کا تونے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. فرق کالے وگورے کا تونے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. جس نے کاتے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدام تیرے بوستاں میں. جس نے کاتے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدام تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام رہا ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام رہا ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختر میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختر میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. ما بعد. His beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi Wap Tabriz Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawar Allah Marqadahu. This bayan Hazrat is presented in poetic form to make it more enjoyable for us to understand Deen and to realize the value of Deen. Hazrat is explaining that what was the great effect in the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, that how when Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam came to the world, Allah ta'ala gives a brief indication and explanation that zulumatum ba'dhuha fawqa ba'dh. It was just layers of darkness. People forgot how to be a human and there was no sense left in the world. And today, presently, we see that we think that we have progressed as far as science is concerned, as far as technology is concerned, but we are gone worse back than the days of jahalat, of ignorance. And what was the cure at that time? Allah Ta'ala sent, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, we have sent the embodiment of light to change the darkness which outwardly seemed impossible, that it cannot change. But Allah Ta'ala sent the embodiment of light in the form of none other than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The beautiful, open, clear kitab of Allah Ta'ala, which is the absolute firm laws of Allah in which lies our success. And before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I left behind these two things for you. If you hold firm onto the kitab of Allah and my sunnah, then you will see you will pass through life in every generation, and this will be your means. So Hazrat explains here so beautifully that when there was darkness in the world, then look what was the effect of the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Noor-e sunnat hai qawwa maqam hai, kya tajalli thi tere bayam hai. That at that time there was no sign about sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People didn't know what is the beautiful way of life and the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his message and mission, then what zeal and what feeling and what concern for every each and human being that we see till today in the entire world, the noor of sunnat is there. Wherever you go, you might go in the remote corner of the world, but you will see somebody is practicing the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the effect of the effulgence of the bayan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in reality, what was the bayan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The practical demonstration of Qur'an-i Kareem. That was the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world and showed the world, Abdu wa Sultan kareh ishq saf mein, kya asar ta risalat ke shah mein. That in Islam, there is no distinction between rich and poor. There is no distinction between black and white. There is no distinction between color and creed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. That the most honorable among you are those that have got the most taqwa. And in this world, nobody can claim that I have got the most taqwa. That we will only know when we go into the qabr. But the sign of this, Hazrat says, that look at the effect of the bayan of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just the bayan outwardly, not just the talk of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the practical demonstration that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the king of both the world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, when Allah ta'ala gives me my food, then I sit like a humble slave on the ground, and I appreciate this ni'mat of Allah that I don't appreciate it. And the effect of that you see in salah, that whether it's the slave of the or the king, the slave that is serving the king, he stands right next to the king in salah, shoulder to shoulder. No gap in between, no social distancing, no shaitani, the effects that come in between, standing close together. This was the effect of the beautiful messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show us that as Muslims we stand like one firm wall. Let the world and shaitan try and distance you, but you stand firm and hold firm onto Kitabullah and the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you'll see the effect of this will be, فَرْ قَالِ وَغُورِ قَتُونِ كِسْ تَرَ سَ مِتَایَا جَحَامِ. That is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annihilated totally, that there is no difference between black and white. There is no difference between Arabs and non-Arabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it very clearly, لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيِّنْ عَلَىٰ جَمِينَ. There's no the superiority over the Arabs or over non-Arabs or vice versa. Only by when a person obeys the command of Allah in the love of Allah Ta'ala and have this fear that I must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in Islam till today those that are practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no type of any type of distinction that I am better than the next person. That we, no person can ever claim that until we go into the qabr. This was the effect of the special mission of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa, shani sultaniyat shutar baame. That look at the special sadqa and the special mercy of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's messengership. That people who followed what their heart and soul, and they became the true slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the only way you can become the true slave of Allah, to learn from the greatest slave of Allah. And this shows to be the slave of Allah is the highest position. That is the greatest position where Allah Ta'ala praises Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All over in the Quran Kareem, Subhanallahi asra bi abdihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the world how to love like a slave despite you are a king. And Allah Ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the world, and all those who became the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then although they were like ordinary mendicants, they were people who were like shepherds, and half the time in the stable were the animals, etc. But they had the honor, and they had that special the effulgence of being the king. When people saw them, they had that special robe, that special awe, and they used to respect such people. And till today we will see that respect is not in the type of clothes you wear. It's not in the type of position you hold. It's in the type of how much you make an effort to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will be like an ordinary person, but Allah Ta'ala will put what is called robe, that special awe, people will respect you. And this is the respect because you showing respect to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you showing the respect to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are showing respect to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is how Allah Ta'ala's system is, that this is how Allah Ta'ala, that you look like an ordinary person, but Allah Ta'ala will give you the honor and status of a king, and people will respect you. On the other hand, a person is a king, outwardly he's got respect, but in reality, people don't have respect for him. People are talking bad about such people. Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that this is the true reality of life. And when a person loves this type of lifestyle, that although Allah gave you so much honor and respect, you love like a humble person. And what is the sign of humbleness? That you are concerned for every person. You are concerned for every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the concern of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the effect of this? Jisne kaante bichaye the dekha, ko gul badama tere bostame. That those people who we saw once upon a time, outwardly they didn't know your reality, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't know what a great personality you were. And all the indoctrination and all the bombardment of indoctrination of people at that time, the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen talking bad of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the system of Allah. Till today we see those people that will guide us on haq, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, the pious servants of Allah, people will talk bad about them. And in the media you will hear stories about them. But these are people that will guide us towards Allah. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people who didn't know his reality, they used to throw stones in his path. Literally they used to throw stones so that he can get harmed, etc. But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they don't get overtaken by these outward conditions. And they don't just make dua for lanat, and Allah Ta'ala must destroy such people. They make dua for our hidayat. And till today we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh and the pious servant. Don't just make dua that Allah destroy this person, destroy that person. Whoever it may be, outwardly whatever we can hear he's doing, make dua for his hidayat. Imagine the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the duas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for people that we taught are wretched. Allah, what they became. Hazrat Umar radiallahu walking with a naked sword to do the worst action, to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made him Amirul Mu'mineen, the Amirul Mu'mineen of the Ummah. So myself, Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq, that we make du'a for hidayat of people. Even whatever is happening in the world, we might say it's conspiracies, but did we make du'a that, oh Allah, guide me, guide everybody. Put us on the straight path, save us from all the evil indoctrinations of shaitan, etc. These people threw thorns in the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then people were surprised. These are roses in the garden of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they are sitting in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With so much honor, with so much respect, with so much dignity. Until today we see this is the system. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who hated them, they come sit with respect, with utter respect and with total love. And not just respecting outwardly, what love they sit in the company of the friends of Allah. Because this is the concern from the heart, that how every person can realize the truth. He doesn't know the truth, he doesn't know the value of this person. So you make dua for him, and you make dua for yourself obviously, then see how Allah Ta'ala will change the picture. Your enemy will become your friend. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That today we got so much time on social media, talking bad about this one, talking bad about that one. But our own condition, I'm talking of myself, I'm totally rotten. But we got time to pass remarks for everybody. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have time for that. And showed us that there's no time for this. Make fikr and concern of the iman of each and every person. And the person who followed in this way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat explains, your chala tere naqshe qadam par kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein. Whoever from the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the system of Allah till the day of Qiyamah, whoever followed naqshe qadam in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is from morning till night to learn every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to get proper knowledge, which our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, we should make dua for it. Allah, give me the proper knowledge of every sunnah. Give me the great honor and love of every sunnah. Give me tawfiq to practice on the sunnah. And give me tawfiq to spread it throughout the world. We should make this niyat, and how much we can do, we should try. And whoever tread this path of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those were the people that were successful in both the world. And people who went askance from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had depression in this world. And sadly, if you live in that condition, then your akhirat khasira, dunya wal akhirah. Your dunya also will be destroyed, and worse, akhirat is destroyed. That is the biggest concern we have to have. Because no person can come back into the world and say, and Allah Ta'ala says that people who didn't take heed, that ya laytani takhastu ma'ar rasooli sabila, people will be biting their fingers in agony and in sadness, sorrowness. Why didn't I follow the path of that great personality, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I followed the path of all the shaitans, listening to their news, reading all their news, etc. And where I landed up. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to keep firm in the company of the pious servants, with the intention that this nur of sunnah and the jazbah to practice wherever we are. That our Dada Shaykh says, wherever you are in the world, make niyat and dua that Allah keep us firm on taqwa and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then see what is the effect of that. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap the mehfil-e akhtara mein. That look at the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At night the stars come out so beautiful, shining. But on the 14th full moon, see how that moon shines out. That your eyes just fall on the moon. You don't even notice the stars. So exactly the same when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thus we see the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the pious servants, they sitting in the majlis, that all people came here to gain the love of Allah, the Ashikin, like stars, people came here, gathering around. But you see the mashayikh, how they shine out like that 14 full moon, because they have got the speaker concern, and the love of Allah Ta'ala is penetrating in their heart. and the concern for all of us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this concern. So in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that effort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, those people that were lost, they were like guiding stars now. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the king. And as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, till today, if you want to be on the straight path, then don't make anybody your hero but the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They made their hero Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And see where they went to, what heights, nobody can match them. So Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, understanding, especially in today's time, people say stay at home. What you must do? Watch movies. No, read about Hayatul Sahaba. Read the life of our pious elders. Then see how valuable our life will become. Otherwise we'll be destroying ourselves without realizing. And further, finally, Hazrat mentions, Aapki shah be-intihaku, kis tarah lae akhtar bayame. Then see the friends of Allah, they have teach us that what is the great personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can't understand what is the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala says, wa rafa'na laka zikrak. We have raised your name, your mention throughout the world. Where Allah's name is taken, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is taken. So what is the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We can't imagine. And especially in this time and age, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, man tashabba bi qawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever you imitate, that is who you will be raised with. That is who you will be among. So we should make a great effort and learn from our dada shaykh and our mashayikh. That Hazrat says that your position and honor is beyond imagination. It's beyond lamad. So how can I ever praise you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is just a, what they call a jealous, just a spark to make us realize, Allah open my heart and all our hearts, that we realize that our true success is only in for keeping firm onto Qur'an Kareem according to the way shown to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this we can only learn from our pious elders.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. From the kitab Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, Hayatul Muslimin, explaining the solutions to save the Muslim Ummah from all the difficulties and hardships. The 9th chapter was taking special care to fulfill the rights of Muslims. So here Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayh mentions necessary explanation regarding rights. The huquq, the rights mentioned in this chapter, are applicable to all Muslims in general. However, it is obvious that the importance and significance of rights will increase if these are related to special people. In regards to rights, parents enjoy priority and greater significance because of their close relationship with their offspring. The rights of parents are unanimously accepted. There is therefore no need to elaborate on the details of these rights. However, some explanation regarding certain aspects which are not generally known seem to be necessary. These are aspects have been explained in a separate kitab known as Ta'dil Huququl Walidain, the equilibrium of the rights of parents. Here this treatise is included here as an appendix to Ruh number 9, to the 9th chapter. That means we have to fulfill the rights of our parents, but a person cannot exceed the bounds where he takes away the rights of other parents. There's also this i'tidal in the day also. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, verily Allah Ta'ala commands you to fulfill trust to the rightful one. And Allah Ta'ala commands you to decide justice when you decide amongst people. Two commands are understood from the general meaning of this verse. Namely, it is incumbent to discharge the wajib rights of people. And number two, it is not lawful to destroy or fail in discharging the rights of one person for the sake of the rights of another person. This article proposes to discuss two cases which relate to the two above mentioned rules, which is shown by the ayat of the Quran Sharif. The two cases mentioned are the rights of the parents, the wajib rights and the ghair wajib, compulsory and the non-compulsory obligatory rights of parents. And the number two, the balance or just attitude, i'tidal, to be adopted in the event of conflict between the rights of parents and wife or parents and one's children. Some people, unscrupulous people, and experience has shown that there are many such people, are so extreme in neglecting the rights of their parents that they totally ignore the Sharia's command pertaining to the right, the compulsion of obedience to parents. As a consequence of the total indifference in this regard, they invoke the greatest of calamities and misfortunes on themselves. So a person must be very careful about his parents, fulfill their rights. On the other hand, some pious people adopt the other extreme, whereby their obedience to their parents is of such a degree which occasions the destruction of the rights of others, that is, the rights of their wives and children. This set of extremists are again indifferent to the commands which decree obligatory the rights of parents and children. Thus they too live the former set of persons, like the former set of persons, invite calamity and misfortune on themselves. Besides the two sets of people, there is a third group. These people do not destroy or fail in the discharge of the rights of people. They fulfill these rights and discharge their duties and obligations. But they understand some non-incumbent duties, nafal duties, to be farz. Believing nafal duties to be compulsory, they set about fulfilling these with this attitude. Sometimes due to adverse circumstances or some other factors, they are unable to remain steadfast in the discharge of these duties. They find it difficult and unbearable. As a result, frustration sets in, and their minds are afflicted with a host of thoughts. They start to believe that the Sharia has imposed unbearable burdens on men, and in this way they ruin their deen. In this way, this group is also guilty of trampling on the hukuk of someone, and that someone is one's own nafs, which also has rights over one. Speaking on the compulsory rights of the nafs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily your nafs also has rights over you." Among these hukuk e wajib obligatory rights, protection of one's deen has priority. The fulfillment of nafal rights of parents, with the attitude described above, sometimes leads towards sin. If after the laws have been correctly understood, one sets about fulfilling rights which are not obligatory, the evil mentioned above will not occur. Frustration will not overtake one, and one will then not attribute one's failure to adhere to the self-imposed task as an injustice, an unbearable burden imposed on man by deen. It will be realized that the difficulty was of one's own making. Furthermore, after having correctly understood the nafal nature of certain rights, one will derive pleasure from one's steadfastness in executing these. In short, there is great wisdom in having knowledge of the laws of the Sharia. On the contrary, there is nothing but harm in ignorance. The essential narrations of hadith and fiqh pertaining to this subject will now be enumerated, and thereafter the rules extracted from these narrations will be explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one from whom aid is sought, and on him is my trust. So inshallah, in this chapter, Hazrat Tamir rahmatullah, he will mention the rights of the parents, the children, what is wajib, what is not wajib. So a person knows all of these rules, so he will not become frustrated, and he will know what to do as a correct time. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا وقال تعالى من أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا وقال تعالى ففروا إلى الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this first ayat that I recited, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ. We have made some of you for others of you a test. We are testing you all the time amongst yourselves. And just a little bit analysis of that. For example, Allah has made the wife a test for the husband, and the husband a test for the wife. It is not everything that we are going to like of our wives. There are certain habits, certain things that we don't like. Will we make sabr on that, or are we going to make a big issue, and even may Allah forgive us, go to the extent of talaq? Today we find commonly on petty things, We are just divorcing also, asking for divorce, divorcing on small things. The wife is not going to like everything of her husband. There are going to be things, and Allah has made it. It's a test. Are you going to make sabr on that? Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the wife that you will find, if you find fault, look, you'll find, you'll see there's a lot of goodness in her also. In everything, wherever we are, whether it is with parents and children, parents won't be happy with all the things that children do. Are we going to make sabr, or are we just going to chase them out of the house and let them become worse? They go and mix with wrong company, and they become even drug addicts, and they become juveniles, and all the other things. Or will we make sabr and handle it? And every occasion, sabr is also different. How to handle that occasion, how to sort out that occasion. Not just that we allow the wrong to carry on, but how to handle it and treat it. The same with regard to a ustad and with his students. There will be problems there also. The ustad will have problems with the students, and always we have, they reprimand the students, etc. Now how will you handle that? The students with the ustad. For any small matter, you leave your ustad and you go to another ustad. You go to another madrasa. Then there will be no barakat in that also. So, atasbirun. Will you make sabr? Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And Allah is watching all what is happening. Allah has made this test, and Allah has made us a test for everyone. And in every field there will be a test. The present test and trial Allah is putting mankind through with this virus, etc. There also it is a test from Allah. And Allah is testing us, how are you going to handle it? Is this your now biggest mission in life? And you forget your masjids, you forget your namazes also, you forget your deen. Or you understand it's a test from Allah. What should I be doing in this? Should I be going to Allah? Should I be going away from Allah? Should I be going to the masjid? Should I be going away from the masjid? Should I be going to deen? Should I be going away from deen? In all this, this is also a test. And all these things which Allah has put, these are really minor things. For the minute a person, by Allah's fadl, whom Allah makes to understand that deen is the most important, akhirat is the most important, Allah Ta'ala, His commandments are the most important, Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says, I haven't created all this in vain. I haven't made it some tomfoolery. I haven't made it something to pass time. So all these other things, are we making them so important? So much so that my holiday is so important. So much so that my garden is so important. Small things become so important. And the deen is trivialized. The deen is not important. Masjid is not important. And for example, Islamic identity, you are being too petty, you are being too hard. And when it comes to fashion of other people, then we follow in that, in every way we follow that. So all other things are unimportant. Deen, akhirah, that is the most important. And we see that is what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam stood for. That was their mission in life. The people did not understand. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, we haven't got that test and trials, not at all. They came in an environment when there was total kufr, when there was total darkness. People were far away from deen, and they had to bring deen. Deen, the people looked at, what is this now? What is this person up to? How they told Salih alayhi salam that that your namaz, etc., for the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, are these things stopping you from doing the things that our community is doing? You've got your one particular way, but we all understand today that we don't appreciate, but Allah Ta'ala made us Muslims. And so to say, for most of us, we got it ready on the plate. Our deen, we got it from our parents. It just came into our lives. Ask those people today also who revert, where there is one person in the family, how we know this poor, our some students also, other people also, one person in the family, he is a Muslim, and he has to live there with all those people. Imagine living in a house of kufr. Eh? living in a house where they are worshipping the cross, where they are worshipping idols, where there is haram, where there is immorality, indecency, nudity, dressing, no respect or anything. We don't appreciate. And this is also one very important factor, that our masajid we didn't really appreciate. We just took it for granted. Masjids are there. You go, you don't go. Masjids are there. They open all the time. May Allah make it that we can understand and appreciate these houses of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala Himself declares the most beloved places on the surface of the earth are the masajid. And the most abhorred places are the malls, shopping places, etc. But today for us, it is opposite. Our hearts are in the malls, etc. Masjid, our hearts are not there. We got no restrictions for going to the malls. For the masjid, we got all the restrictions. How our lives have changed. So anyway, all these things Allah Ta'ala has made, it's a test for us. To see that which way are we going to go. Are we going to follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala has decreed, what Allah has declared, or are we going to follow the things of man-made laws, whoever they are. And unfortunately, in most cases, they are of atheists really. People who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala at all. Are we going to follow those laws? And the sad case, we see that the Quran has taught us that this ummah, in the hadith, in the Quran, this ummah will follow the Bani Israel, step by step, what the Bani Israel did. So we find the same things are happening also, that they also left the commands of Allah Ta'ala. They went to man-made things. They went and worshipped the calf, which Samiri had made for them. All the things, they went away from what happened to them. So we also going away. So the laws, man-made laws, and then they all again found all the people of previous nations also. They found fault in the Nabi. The Nabi is mad. Na'uzu billah. Nabi has given up the path of his forefathers and were following their ways, etc. And they, when a person goes like this, he goes on the wrong and is convinced he is right. And all the people who are on the right, he is convinced they are wrong. So this is a very dangerous thing. And this is unfortunately a test which Allah has put. Also the test with all. Allah Ta'ala says that وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Had Allah not used some people against other people, one place Allah says, لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. There would be destruction, chaos, there would be havoc on earth. But Allah sent the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah sent the followers of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And they will always, so these things are going to happen all the time. And this is a test from Allah Ta'ala. So when that is the case, Allah Ta'ala then, explains that what should be our real object, man arad al akhirah, at all times, not only now. The test of Allah has been for all times, in all the people of before, now also. Now we feel it is much more, but this is for all time. The teachings of the Quran, the teachings of hadith, that make akhirat your object, make deen your object, make Allah Ta'ala your object, make the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam your object. That is your object. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعِيَهَا. And make effort for it also. Not only that it's your object and it's you just sitting like that. No, make the necessary effort that is required also. So whatever that effort is, and that is really what islah and tasawwuf is also. A person becomes bay'at, every person will find himself when he becomes bay'at, is at a certain level, at a certain stage. For example, one person, there is a namaz in his life. He hasn't got sunnah in his life. So for that, perhaps he is a person who even goes to wrong places, etc. He also, for some reason, he becomes bad. So what is his duty now? First, that he namaz has come in his life. and then his sunnat way comes in his life. Then at one person has got he's got namazes, but he's not really regular with the five times. When he gets time, when he's in the mood, he makes namaz. When there isn't time as according to him, or there isn't the occasion, he doesn't make his namaz. So that person has to become paban. One person dresses according to sunnah, but according to the season. He's a seasonal person. That when he's with jamaat, he's full sunnat everything. When out of jamaat, then you don't see any sunnat on his life, in his life again. So he's all the time he's changing. Like that he's practicing on namaz, sunnat, goes for a holiday, goes for business, then he's completely so. That person is lying, changing. وَسَعَالَهَا سَعِيَهَا is that he becomes properly pardoned on namaz. One person is pardoned on namaz also. He's got sunnat also. But his namaz, no concentration, devotion. Namaz is still there, salat, but like haphazard. He just makes it, comes in last, just makes his namaz, he's gone. Gets a chance with jamaat, he makes it with jamaat. No chance, no importance of jamaat. Doesn't make it the object. So his work is that he becomes pardoned on that now. A person has become pardoned on all that now. Generally he's got all that. But his tongue is out of control. That person's Islam now is that he has to go to that level now, control his tongue. Don't just blurt out what you feel like. What just came in your mind and just what came and you just talk out about that. No, control your tongue. A person has got control of his tongue, but his eyes are out of control. So now his Islam is to go to that level now, that he makes, that he controls his eyes now. And the control of the eyes also, there is no end really of it also. For example, it is said of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and other Buzurgs also, that they lived in one house with the sons, the daughters-in-law, everyone lived together. But if the daughters-in-law were put with other ladies and Hazrat had to look, he won't be able to say, this is my daughter-in-law. Though they lived in the same house. And in the house, and with your daughter-in-law, there is not really parda, but that level they had gone to. That even from the daughter-in-law, they wouldn't look at her in the face, forget in the eyes. Work whatever is that they living together. So to that level. So everyone has to see. Our eyes are under control, heart is not under control. What and what goes through the heart? Our public life is under control, private life is not under control. Ask anyone with the wife to give her report, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself said, that on one occasion, that when I come back next year again, then I want from every Khalifa of mine a NOC, no objection certificate, from the wife, that the wife says, my husband keeps me very well, I got no objection. And Hazrat said himself that a person who nobody will get that. Because which wife is going to give her husband that certificate? But anyway, so our private life also, how are we living with the family? So this is all sa'alaha, sa'ayaha. There is no end to it. Not that now I'm all right. We have to continuously, a person can be a sheikh and have thousands of murids also, but he himself is in need of Islam also. And this is till the last moment that our ruh goes out with iman. And nobody got that guarantee. And we read of great, great people at that time, what tests they went through. And we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala's fadal, karam, only whom Allah Ta'ala shows fadal on. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنُ And the main condition is our iman. And today, with all the things, we have made so many, one misguided group are those people who follow their logic, their mind. What we understand, we accept. What we don't understand, we reject. Today, many people, all the things which science tells us, that we have to follow that. But what wahi tells us, divine law, we just sweep it under the carpet. We just like to make some remark, it's right, you have to do that. But the main is what this law here is. So all this, that what makes sense to us, we want to follow that. And which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali summed up so well, that keep your mind, your logic, your mind, your thinking, above your lust and your desires.
Desires will come, lot of will come, but control them with your mind. But don't make your mind also your Allah. And control your mind by the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And that logic, that thinking, our thinking, which confirms to Shariat is good enough. But that which is against Shariat, that is not even fit to go down the toilet drain. You can't, not even to flush it away. It's nothing whatsoever. Wahi of Allah, the command of Allah. We follow what Allah Ta'ala is saying. What makes sense to us, and this is where Iman go huwa mu'min. Whether it makes sense to us or not, it's the wahi from Allah. It's the command of Allah, we accept it. The world can tell us we are stupid, we are backwards. And you can't see open what it is, but we will accept. Mi'raj was a thing that it was really, according to mind and logic, it's impossible to accept Mi'raj. That in that few, that little while, that Nabi alayhi salam, what a journey. Not only even till Baytul Maqdis, it was like impossible to make that journey and come back. From there, and all the details, all the seven heavens, by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, coming back again 50 times to where Musa alayhi salam was, going back to Allah, coming back again, that whole journey back to Makkah Sharif, to Baytul Maqdis, to Makkah Sharif, it's impossible, it's only with Iman. And we want to give preference to logic today, that we want to, can't you understand, it's logical, how can you be so illogical? But that is one very serious woe of mu'min. Iman is on the words of, and not only this, plenty other things. Pebble speaking in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With logic, how can you ever accept it? A tree leaving its place and clearing the earth and coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and going back again, where can logic ever explain? And this is one thing which the non-believers want, that Muslims must not believe just like wild. Like they just like, and they use all the funny terms, they're just blind followers. And they just following blindly. Yes, we will follow blindly Allah's command and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command. And no matter what logic atheists have got to say, people who are away from deen, whatever logic, and it's against the commands of Allah and its Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not only to be shelved also, not even not to be considered, not even that we take the trouble of throwing it in the waste basket. It's nothing whatsoever. So, and then Allah Ta'ala says, when you realize that, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah Ta'ala. Your akhirat is your object. That is, now all these arguments which are taking place, wasting our time in all that. And the object this is one great ploy of shaitan, and all his agents also. They will easily mistrack you, put you on the wrong track by falling into this argument. Into that argument. And we find it happening. We see it on the social media, social gatherings we gather, wherever we have a gathering, this topic comes up. And we are just discussing on that. And in that, like simple, Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Aliha, it is said, somebody asked her that, how is it to curse Shaitan? And Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala has cursed Shaitanur Rajim. He is cursed. She said, in that time, if you read Subhanallah, that will be much more superior. Once I asked our Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that to backbite about non-Muslims, that how is that? Is it permissible or not? That's a masala. Details about. He said, in that time, if you read Surah Fatiha, you read Surah Ikhlas, quarter, one-third Quran Sawab you got, you read Surah Ikhlas. Instead of backbiting about some non-Muslim, and to backbite about a Muslim, and to backbite about the ulama, ulama have written that any person who backbites about 8 ulama, he gives a guarantee that when he is buried, when the face is turned to Qibla, he says if you go and see again, you'll see his face is turned away from the Qibla. And today, the ulama are made the subjects of discussion. everywhere. And whatever we want to talk, we talk about them. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. And in all this, keep our focus, our akhirat, our deen. I must be practicing. And our deen is clear. What Quran has said, who doesn't know? The basic broad things, everyone knows what Quran Sharif has told us. What the hadith is. As it comes in the hadith, that the time will come when everyone will know what his deen. And your people will speak new things. Different things they will come and tell you about deen. A different new type of deen they will present. And this is unfortunately which we are facing today. And we have to stick to add, it comes in the hadith, that hold on to my sunnah with your teeth. Hold on firmly to it. Don't let the sunnah move a little bit. And all the sunnah, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their namazes, though they were prepared to lose their eyesight, but they say, I won't make one rakat different from that of what I saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he made his namaz. All our great, the sahaba, the great awliya, the deen as it has come, everyone knows. But today it is proven that you must follow a different deen, different lifestyle. So this is clear for us. And this is the time that we all the differences which Allah has made it and made it a test for us. If there wasn't a test, then how are we going to pass also? It's only when you're in a test, then you're going to pass. So the test Allah has made, let us not fall prey to all this. And all this, Quran Sharif generally refers to it, lahwa wa la'ib. For us it is big things. One time, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, rahmatullah alayhi, was just starting a bayan, tablighi bayan, and what? How many hundreds of thousands of people? And one Chandra Haq Nawaz, we had the good opportunity of learning most of our tabligh work from him also. He visited our country several times. He said, I was sitting right in front. And he was not yet in tabligh work, so ikram they made, they gave him. So he passed the remark that like everywhere they introduced the speaker. So why don't these people also first introduce the speaker? So Maulana heard that. And he said that I'll introduce myself. And he said, I'm that person that was born from a dirty drop of sperm. Napa, najis drop of sperm. This is my temporary feature that I've got now. And I'll return to sand again. And then he spoke and he said, until we don't realize that our tall buildings and our big motor cars and our big parliament buildings and the corporate world, I'm putting it now in our language, all these things here, till we don't realize these are toys. Our iman, we haven't got iman. Our iman is not made. So he got another shock there. He was the general in the army. And he said, we need in the army, we need all our jets and our planes and all the artillery and all that what we need. In the army, we need all those things. And the next sentence, still you don't realize that your jets and your bombers and all your things, till they are like toy, they are toys, till then your iman is not made. And that is the reality. All the things of dunya, they are lahwa wa la'ib. Till we don't realize that, we haven't reached that stage of iman. So this is, and how much today we giving all the importance to the things of this dunya. To save lives is a very valuable thing. But to save the deen in front of the deen, lives were given of who? Of this Anbiya alayhi salam gave their lives. Nabi alayhi salam said 10 times, I wish to go in the path of Allah, become shaheed, get life again, become shaheed for the deen of Allah. So for the deen of Allah, which is the most important, but today that is just being like sidelined, or it is belittled, or it is made like an unimportant thing, whereas all everything besides the deen, besides Allah, besides akhirah, Allah Ta'ala says that we all do all this just in tomfoolery. We did it for أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. All this we just did it for nothing. Now this is the important, deen is the most. So فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Don't worry about all this, even in our mind. Don't work on them. Read at that time, read Durood Sharif, read 100 salawat, read Qata Supara, go and make two rakats of namaz, go and make gush, meet somebody, speak to him about deen. or do something for deen, that is what we have to do. And if we do that now too, Allah's qudrat is there. Allah will take us out of all these problems. Allah has done it before, Allah will do it now. At a time like this, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote Nashruddin. At a time like this, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote Shauq-e Watan. Allah took away all these strifes and tribulations. So all these things which are here, the solution to it is not what we are thinking, man-made solution. Solutions Allah has given, and they are divine solutions. It is for us to use them. But man all the time wants to fool himself. And he just like, for example, we got a problem, I'm cheating on my wife, I'm not doing my business properly, not paying attention, things are going wrong, so I just go and get one ta'weez. And with that one ta'weez, now I still carry on with all my wrong. And the ta'weez must solve all the problems. No, it doesn't work like that. We have to change and correct our lives. We have to make tawbah and istighfar. We have to return to Allah Ta'ala. And go back to Allah Ta'ala. That is what is required. And every person, to what extent we are going to do, it will is definitely bringing a change in the world. Every person, if I just move my hand like this, the air that ripples in the air, it will go 10 meters away, very little, but it's everything, it's just working somewhere. You light a small little, just a match you light, the light will go, it's going very far. And it says, how far? So every action of every person, good and bad, is then having an effect on everything. And we are supposed, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, ta'muruna bil ma'aruf, wa tanhawna anil munkar, wa tu'minuna billah. Tu'minuna billah is that iman which is hidden, but it is having an effect on everything. We all know just at the beginning of the lockdown, that one American policeman who had a problem with some person and he ill-treated him. That was just one isolated incident. But the ripple effects went throughout the world. There were protests and everything. So everything, what I think has got an effect. What I do privately, my own private life, it has. So we have to come right. And if every individual realizes this, everyone will come right. If I realize I want to put the world right, but I don't want to put myself right. First put myself right, and the world will come right on its own. Allah give us all tawfiq, and at these times, that all the differences, don't worry, keep our objective in mind, and work and move towards our objective. May Allah give us all tawfiq.